This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Thursday is opening day for Major League Baseball, go Cardinals, so now's as good a time as any to talk about baseball cards. Bo and Brian Abbott are brothers, and they love baseball cards. They're huge collectors, but not the seriously valuable, one-of-a-kind cards that might come to mind. The Abbott brothers have made a fairly lucrative side gig out of the cards most collectors might flip past. Here they are with the story of baseball card vandals.
We were huge, just baseball card nerds.
We spent all our allowance as kids, every penny of it, on baseball cards.
That's what our money went to.
What would our $5 allowance, how could we stretch that into as many Topps, Donruss, Score, Fleer, as possible?
Put the good ones in plastics, and commons would just sort of fall in these boxes or shoe boxes or just so many of these cards.
They just made millions and millions of those cards. So our collections that we poured all our money into in the 80s and early 90s.
Absolutely worth nothing.
Worth nothing.
Luckily, we found something to do with them.
So Baseball Card Vandals is a website, social media thing where we draw on our old baseball cards and we post them online. It's all about being absurd, surprising, and just getting 2 laughs a day.
But what's the funniest card we've done?
I'm going to nominate one of Brian's,
which is
a classic called Putting Extra Coleslaw in a Container. First, it's a nonsense sentence. Secondly, it's a baseball player. He's like crouched. So Brian just put it like a plastic Tupperware container and, some utensils and coleslaw. And he's like on the ground of the baseball field. He's messing around with coleslaw. His name is Alex Cole.
And we've done this all for absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
Besides just trying to make each other laugh.
The first couple years of Baseball Card Vandals, we didn't even think of selling the cards because who would want to buy a card that was, scribbled on?
One night, I think you were visiting and we just said, let's put this one online for sale. And that night, I remember somebody bought one.
We're trying to figure out what to sell it for, because it's not like there's an established market for old baseball cards drawn on with Sharpies.
I mean, if we would have put that for a dollar, that would have been a big-time sale.
Yeah, I mean, and it would have been a big mistake for us, because then we would have had to sell everything for a dollar. I think our first one was $25, and then somewhere along the way, we upped the price, the kind of base price, to $35, and then the ones we really love, we usually price for $50. Now we pretty much sell, I'd say, 90% of the ones we do.
Still love baseball cards to this day. I like the way they look. We like the way they feel in our hands. Just going through like a whole box of commons still brings us joy.
Now, at this point in our lives, we've gotten into collecting some older cards from the 50s and 60s. That are really cool and beautiful, and they're almost like pieces of art or antiques. We wouldn't mess with those. We stick to the, 70s, 80s, 90s, overproduced.
The ones that we're comfortable with.
Yeah, we're comfortable with drawn all over them, and no one's going to miss them.